Welcome to the Strive for Strength podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Strample. I'm an online wealth and business coach for huge visionary coaches just like you. I help coaches compartmentalize their massive ideas and turn them into a step-by-step action plan. After scaling 2 7-figure companies in the coaching space, I want to help you collapse time and give you the steps that you need in these short episodes to help you execute on your massive vision.
Okay, if you guys know anything about me, I am what people consider the queen of systems. I'm obsessed with systems because I've truly believed that systems are the thing that help you build freedom in your business. A lot of people are terrified to build systems in their business because they feel like if they have all these systems, it's gonna put them in a box and it's gonna take away their free-flowing thoughts and they're not gonna be able to show up as congruent or have as much energy. And the truth is, systems set you free. Systems are the very thing that allow for you to actually buy back more time because you're not spent overthinking or you're not stuck worrying whether or not things are going to get done because you're actually accounting for everything getting done and you have a clear system and process for things getting done in the first place. And so when you have things laid out, you know that you can execute on them, you have a clear path and direction to be going toward, and you also know that you're going to be getting to that end result and can look at the data and the feedback you get from having those systems to use objectively to consistently just improve on them. And so if you also know anything about me too, I'm a very intuitive person. I am very free-flowing. I'm free-spirited. Hell, I just spent a week and a half in Tulum listening to techno music in the jungle. Like, I like to have a good time, okay? But I also know that in order for me to go do those things, I do need to have more systems in place. I do need to have processes to hand off to my team. And I also need to have systems in place for my clients to be able to get the results that they're looking for. And so if I haven't convinced you at this point yet, systems are going to be the bread and butter. And I can make literally hundreds of episodes on different systems that your business needs and breaking them down and building them up and all of those things. But I want to really kick it off with the one that probably hits the closest to home for me. And that is looking at having sustainable, scalable delivery systems. And the reason this hits so close to home for me, and I haven't really shared this as much on social media, so you guys are like the first group of people who are hearing this out. But, you know, I did get stuck in fulfillment. I got stuck, you know, with 100 clients on my fitness coaching roster back in 2019. And I hate to say the word stuck, but just hear me out, guys. Like, I had 100 people on my roster by myself, no help, no one else to support my coaching, no one else to support my outreach or lead gen or any of those things. And so I got stuck having that many clients on my roster while still trying to generate leads, still trying to take the sales calls, to the point where I actually did take a crap on my fulfillment. I wasn't getting my clients the results that they were looking for. I had way too many people in my program and I was a one-man show, and that's not healthy. It's really not healthy. I think it's doable for some people when you have, again, the right systems in place. But back then I didn't have the systems in place to sustain a roster like that by myself and still move the needle forward in the business. And so sustainable and scalable fulfillment systems are the thing that allow for you to still get your clients' results while still scaling the rest of the business and being able to do those needle moving activities that promote you being able to increase your revenue and promote being able to bring in new team members and, you know, just be able to move the needle forward. So let's talk a little bit about what happens and how you can tell whether or not you have scalable, sustainable fitness business systems, okay? Because there are some really big key indicators that I see in the coaching space of people who just don't have fulfillment systems in place. And it's really easy to tell, because when I look at a coach's business and when I do a business audit, which I do with all of my mastermind students when they first come in, you know, I don't expect anyone who's new to the coaching business or the coaching industry to have this massive, amazing program with all these amazing systems in it. This is definitely something that happens over time. I just want to note that and disclaim it first. Like, I do not expect for you to have a bajillion systems in place, and you don't need to have the perfect, you know, offer. You don't need to have the perfect systems for your business and your program in order for you to get your clients' results. Just keep in mind, this is a compound effect. This is more so for coaches who maybe are at that 10 to 25, 30 client mark that are really struggling to move the needle forward in the business because you're trying to serve your clients while you're also trying to still make sales, trying to post content, and one of them is falling off. It's either you're not generating sales or you're not generating results for your clients because you're all over the place because you're trying to keep up with everything. So what this looks like oftentimes is I talk to coaches and they'll tell me, oh my gosh, Ken, I'm struggling with these clients. They're just non-compliant. They're not checking in on time. I'll even hear from some coaches, and this is something I'm hearing a lot recently, by the way, and if you can resonate with this, don't feel bad for yourself, but I'm going to call you out. My clients are entitled, or they don't respect me. And oftentimes in a coaching program, someone joins your program, you should be doing the pre-qualifications for them to join the program so that you know whether or not they're going to put in the work. Also, when a client is quote unquote untitled, I will say that sometimes they lack taking self-responsibility, but it's also your job to reinforce that through having proper systems and proper expectation setting in your fulfillment systems. So if you feel like your clients are entitled, they're not taking self-responsibility, they're not checking in on time, maybe your clients just aren't committing or they're not upholding the expectations that you lacked setting or set but then didn't reinforce. Okay. Or maybe, you know, you're trying to customize programming for everyone. Maybe you take pride in the fact that you need to customize every single person's program that comes into your program. No one does the exact same thing. There's no cookie cutter here. And don't get me wrong, I can't freaking stand cookie cutter. You better not be copying and pasting all the things. But if you're customizing every single person's program, you're giving everyone a custom approach, you're over-delivering to the point where sometimes clients just expect you to do the work for them. Not only that, but can you scale that? If you added 100 people to your roster right now, like, would that be scalable? Probably not, right? So if you do that, you're really compromising boundaries a lot of the times. And what ends up happening is you feel like a slave to your business. You feel like a slave to your clients because you're constantly trying to fulfill in a customized approach that's just not scalable. Now you have no time to do content. You have no time to do sales calls and all the other things that come along with running the business. So really, when it comes down to it, for you to have a really successful business, one of the first things that you should be doing as you start getting clients on your roster is starting to build up systems that are scalable for you to be able to fulfill for your clients. So let's break this down and just take a look at what this could look like for you. Now, when you're creating a sustainable fulfillment system and someone comes into your program, one of the first things that you need to do is you need to make sure that there is a starting point and there is an end point. There is a direct result that this person should be coming into your program to get. That is one thing that you need to make very clear. I did a previous episode about how to get really clear on your offer and why your offer isn't selling, so you understand the type of buyer that's coming into your program and the type of ideal client that you have. Go back and listen to that episode if you missed it, because that will help you a ton, which is understanding the offer side of things. Your offer is basically the program and the result that you are promising people. So making sure that you have an end result that they are looking to get. Make sure, this is so important, I can't stress this enough, make sure that you have a structure and a clear path for them to follow. People thrive off of certainty. People thrive off of hope, and no one talks about those two things, certainty and hope. Certainty and hope create a clear path for somebody to know that they're going from A to B, for them to know that they have a step-by-step process to follow, and as they follow this step-by-step process, each step of the way they're getting closer and closer and closer to the goal. They see the end result, they see the steps to get there. Now, something we teach inside of our programs is creating a unique mechanism. We basically help our coaches establish a really solid brand and a really solid offer. From their brand and their offer, we help them look at what's the step-by-step, 3 to 5 step process that their clients can follow, the phases that they go through over the course of working with them that help them get from, you know, their struggling avatar, basically the person who comes in that's skinny fat or that's struggling to lose the weight or that needs a gut reset, to the person who's thriving. They have energy, they feel sexy in the bedroom, whatever it might be. Those are the things that we need to look for. What are the steps? What are the 3 to 5 steps and or phases that the client goes through? When they see the clear path and they see the client journey, it allows for them to make slow progressions over time. And each week they're doing check-ins with you, each week that they're getting their feedback, they're essentially getting more and more bought into the fulfillment system and the process. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, the second thing that we've introduced is looking at a benchmark assessment every single month with clients. Now, this is separate from your check-ins. If you're a coach, if you're a fitness coach, my guess is that you're probably doing one-on-one fitness coaching check-ins, maybe on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis. Something that I recommend that you have are what we call benchmark assessments. Assessing different flow points and different benchmarks that your clients should be hitting based off of the goals that they have. So we keep ours constant. Every month we will assess our clients on things like, you know, how well is your gut and digestive health this week? This month? How well is your sleep? How well is your energy? And we'll do that on a scale. Using scales is awesome. Like scale of 1 to 10, where's your digestion at? Maybe they come in at a 3. By the first month that's over, we want them to get to a 4. By the second month, we want them to get to a 5, until the point where eventually we get them up to a 10. And so they can consciously see tangible results happening every month outside of their check-ins. Because you guys know this as fitness coaches, when we're giving check-ins back to clients every single week, like, sure, they're making small progressions, sure, we have to work on small things, but the scale might move barely week to week. But when you look back at your benchmarks every month and you say, hey, remember back in, let's say, January, you were here at a 3 and now you're at a 7. Like, it might not feel like we've made that much progress, but when you look at it, it's actually really awesome. It's actually been incredible. And so you get to see those benchmarks and those touch points over the course of time. And when you have that roadmap, plus you have the benchmarks, people get more bought in when they start to see the results because it's like that little dopamine spike, right? Not only that, but it's helping set them up for the long term. And when you have those scalable fulfillment systems, they see the longevity in the process. And so not only are they going to stay with you through their initial contract, but they're probably going to re-sign with you, which is incredible because instead of chasing new leads all the time, you want to keep the roster you have and just continue to retain clients so you see your monthly revenue go up. And you want to be bringing in new clients. So locking in retained clients is the best because you know your client's body at that point. You know the goals that they're progressing towards. It's a lot easier to coach them. You know their life, you know their story, right? And so I love when I have clients for a long period of time. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of our clients for fitness coaching stay with us anywhere from 14 to 24 months. And we've set up our phases on FTF, my fitness coaching company, in a way that's allowed for us to do that and to show clients the longevity of working with us. And so having those benchmarks makes it really easy. Okay. That also helps them follow a clear ascension path. Ascension essentially is just that kind of that rhymes. Ascension essentially is just a clear path. It's going up each month, going up in the direction that they're looking to go towards for the goal that they have in place. And when they have that ascension, that clear path, it's a lot easier for them again to have that certainty and hope. Now, lastly, getting into the actual system side of it, because this is more of the journey side of it. The system side is there's so many directions that you could go with this, right? Like you have different training platforms, you have different reminder platforms, you have different assessment platforms that you could be using. And I want to give you guys just some insight on what we do inside of our program. So what we do when our coaches that come into the accelerator program come in, this is maybe a just starting out coach, a coach who's making anywhere from 1K to 6K per month, and they don't quite have all their systems down, but they have a pretty decent sized client roster, or maybe they just have their first few clients on their roster. Those coaches who come in usually have something like Trainerize or PT Hub or something where they're giving their clients an actual program, right, every single month, and they're giving them nutrition protocols every single month, which is awesome. That's typically where people will start off, is having something like a system in place for protocols. Now, I believe the system starts from the point of onboarding. So having a structured onboarding process that sets the intention for the entire program, that lays down the expectation and the boundaries that you have as a coach, is a complete necessity. I also did another episode on client compliance where I talked about expectation setting as a coach and why you need to reinforce your boundaries as a coach if you want your clients to get results. So having an onboarding process that's streamlined, that's the same for every single client, it does not change, it's consistent, is the key factor in having a scalable and sustainable fulfillment system because you know that you can automate that long term. In our accelerator program, we don't necessarily automate onboarding. In our mastermind program, we have a completely automated fulfillment system for our clients through monday.com, where they're not only getting their onboarding that's automated, but they're getting their weekly check-ins, they're getting their benchmark assessments through monday.com. And the coaches in our mastermind program, they're not needing to go into, you know, their roster every week and know when they need to send a benchmark assessment. They're not looking at when they need to send their check-ins. They have that automated through monday.com, and that's the program that we use, and we actually scale out coaches' complete backends through monday.com. If you're a new coach with 10 to 20 clients on your roster, don't touch Monday, okay? We usually integrate this at a coach's level that's making anywhere from like 6 to 10K a month, and they need to scale out fulfillment systems and then place an assistant coach in their program, okay? So that's basically where you want to get started with the system side, is have a sustainable and scalable onboarding system that can eventually be automated. Make sure you're setting client expectations and you're reinforcing those expectations. Make sure once you onboard a client, they know exactly the step-by-step to be doing, because as a coach, you shouldn't be having to hold your client's hand. They should have a step-by-step process of exactly what to be doing the entire program, but especially the first 2 weeks of the program. You want to make sure they get really bought into the process and that you're walking them through the step-by-step and they know what the next steps are inside of your coaching program. Now, once they go through onboarding, again, you want to have some kind of unique mechanism or phases that the clients go through. The reason this is so important is because once you have 25 to 35 clients on your roster, my guess is that you're probably going to be really caught up in a lot of the day-to-day. You're going to be trying to do sales calls. You're going to be maybe consulting with people in the DMs. You're going to be doing your content. There's a lot of moving pieces. And so at that point, you're probably going to want to hire someone eventually or create more systems to fulfill in a way that removes you so that you're able to bring in an assistant coach or you're able to integrate more systems. And so you want to have a process that you can easily outsource. And that's what makes fulfillment really scalable. When you have a process that the clients can follow, when you have a method for nutrition, a method for training that you could teach, and you could easily teach that to an assistant coach who's the same vibe or a similar vibe, that really fits the brand and really fits the business. And so when you have clear onboarding and you have a clear path for your clients to follow, it makes it really easy for you to eventually outsource that, train an assistant coach into your processes, and then essentially hand off the fulfillment to a coach so that you can step more into the CEO role. You can be advising your team. You could be working on building out resources for fulfillment or improving the fulfillment side of things with maybe some client resources or, you know, whatever it might be, better systems, hiring mentorship, spending more of your time doing the needle movers that are in congruence with that fulfillment. So you want to be able to make it something that is eventually outsourceable and that is really scalable. So the more that you integrate certain systems, it actually allows for you to pull out of fulfillment. And, you know, most of my mastermind students, they have anywhere from 10 to 15 clients on their own roster, but they'll have almost 100 to 200 clients on their entire team because they've outsourced their fulfillment and their client delivery to, you know, a few different assistant coaches or maybe 2 to 3 assistant coaches. And their revenue is anywhere from, you know, $30,000 to $60,000 a month with that client roster, but they're not doing all the coaching. They're focusing more on the scalable aspects of the business, like moving the needle forward with their lead generation, creating more marketing sequences, working more on their content and their strategy inside of the business with me. And those are the things that are helping them be able to move the needle forward in the business. And I also do want to mention that there are different ways to scale fulfillment and delivery, especially depending on the type of program you have. This podcast episode is more so related to those who are, you know, scaling out one-to-one coaching programs where you want to maintain your delivery, but, you know, not have a roster of 60 people where you feel super overwhelmed. You know, you could also look at scaling in different ways where you do programs that are one-to-many, like group coaching programs, where, again, you'll still need the scalable systems, but maybe you are doing it a little bit different because you can handle 60 people in a group coaching program with, you know, one coach supporting you or a VA supporting you or a client success or, you know, community manager supporting you. So if you're running a little bit of a different program where maybe it's not one-to-one, the systems might look a little bit different, but either way, you're still going to need a journey for any program, any offer that you have and any deliverable that you do have for clients coming in, whether it's group, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's VIP days, whatever that might look like. Having those systems creates more of that hope, that certainty, and also the clear path for them to be successful, which supports them maybe, you know, being retained into one-on-one or upselling into a different ascension journey that you might have through different programs. So I hope you guys found this episode really helpful. I am obsessed with systems. I just love systems so much. Like, it's been the saving grace in my business. It's been so easy for me to be able to bring in team members because when you create systems for fulfillment, it's so much easier to pass off the processes to them when you know you have a process that works, that's really strong, that you've curated in a way that also really gets your clients incredible results. Because as much as you might feel like you want to be superwoman or superman and you want to do it all in the business, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to get someone to come in and take over some of the responsibility in different aspects of the business for you to be able to thrive, have more freedom, and also just get your clients better progress, better results. So I hope you guys found this really, really helpful. If you guys want to learn more about the specific business systems that I personally believe as a coach you really need to master to be able to have a successful and sustainable business throughout any market, throughout any of the shifts that we're seeing in the coaching space, I'm going to leave something in the show notes for you guys. It's going to be a little bit of a gift for me. It is a blueprint that essentially takes you through a day-by-day 5-step process to really understanding the fundamentals to a really successful business. So if you guys want to grab that, I will put that in the show notes for you guys. If you guys don't already follow me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me over there. You guys can follow my page at Kendall Strample, which I'll put in the show notes, and then also our business coaching page, WWBiz Academy. It's WWBIZ Academy. And I will catch you guys in the next episode.